The War on Weeds in Your Yard starts now. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox. Now is the time for you to launch an attack against weeds in your lawn. An expert says don't wait until spring. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
For many homeowners, it is a war. The enemy? Weeds, like dandelions and such. The battleground? The lawn. The usual time for the battles? The spring and summer. But one expert says the seeds of war are probably already being planted right now. And maybe right now is when we stand the best chance of winning. Dennis Patton is an extension lawn and garden expert at Kansas State University, and he says while we are busy putting away the lawnmower and maybe we're fertilizing the lawn, they are already gathering forces for the full attack on our lawns next spring.
We get a lot of the winter annual weeds, the dandelions, the henbit, the chickweed, those type of things that germinate in the cool of the fall months, and then they lay somewhat dormant over the winter months, and then boom, that first week of warm weather in the spring, our lawns purple with henbit, yellow with dandelions.
So Patton says now's the time to take the battle to the weeds by launching a surprise preemptive attack.
And so they're easy to wipe out with a herbicide application, as opposed to waiting to the spring.
And on top of that, spring weed spraying can be fraught with perils. Dennis says,
come late May, early June, our number one plant problem that people call and bring samples into our office is herbicide injury from everyone out there spraying the dandelions in the spring, because not only are they rapidly growing, but so are all the redbud trees, the tomatoes in the garden, and we see a lot of herbicide drift.
But at any rate, right now, in the fall, is the best time to attack those weeds and get them under control. So, oh yeah, let the battle begin. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.